I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen.
Hey, everybody. Oh, it's a Real Housewife of New York night. And we've got Tinsley on. I mean, if you don't think that I want to break down that wedding dress shopping scene and crying over the eggs... And, like, is Scott still with her after seeing that? There's a lot to discuss. She's here with Zoe Deutsch, the actress who's a huge New York Housewives fan. So it should be a lot of fun. I'll see you in the clubhouse. Her new movie is called Set It Up, and she's desperate to get wedded up. It's Watch What Happens Live with Tinsley Mortimer and Zoe Deutsch now. Watch What Happens Live. I'm Andy Cohen, live in the Bravo Clubhouse on New Identity Day with a woman who assumes different identities for a living and another who self-identifies as engaged. On this season of New York Housewives, my first guest on-again, off-again relationship with Scott was either hot and heavy or totally on ice. Here to give us the current status, it's Tinsley Mortimer. My next guest plays an assistant who's trying to romantically set up her boss, which makes me realize my assistant has been severely underperforming. Welcome the star of Set It Up and new New York Housewives superfan, Zoe Deutsch. Great to see you. Okay, this is major, you guys. Zoe has not slept for 24 hours. She's binged the entire season of New York Housewives.
Yeah, full transparency, I had never seen an episode. I had never seen a clip, and I wanted to prepare for today.
Yeah.
At about 4 o'clock yesterday, it all started, and I haven't slept since.
Wow.
I mean, like, I am literally shaking next to you. I'm so excited.
She's so starstruck by Tinsley, and she's so into the show, she's going to go back to the beginning, she said now. I'm so psyched about this.
I'm psyched to be here, but I'm even more psyched to go home and watch every single other season.
So. Oh, my God, I love it. Okay, as we all know, my pal SJP is known for having great taste in three things. Shoes, great friends, and a great read. And I'm so glad she introduced me to tonight's guest bartender. She is the author of, it's her first book. It's called A Place for Us. It's really great. It's called, and her name is Fatima Farhin Mirza. Hi, great to see you. And just a few hours ago, Fatima found out that her book is on the New York Times bestseller list for fiction. And she is young, and it's a gripping portrayal of life for Muslim Americans. And I absolutely loved it, and congratulations. I'm so glad we could celebrate with you tonight. I want to get started. Tonight on the New York Housewives, Luann described in great deal what happened to her on the night of her arrest. Take a look.
First night I arrived in Palm Beach, I have a guy meet me who is a polo player. I get out of the elevator and my bag falls. And before he can even stand up with my purse, I walked into the wrong room. We go in, we close the door, and I'm kissing my friend. We're kissing. And 2 seconds later, security's at the door and I'm in handcuffs. And, you know, before I knew it, I was in the back of the squad car. They threw me a bologna sandwich. I took a big bite out of that, and inside was the mustard packet. It's like almost like a dead fish hanging out of my mouth. Oh, it just was so pathetic.
I loved her transparency. I gotta tell you something. It feels like a new Lou,
it
right?
It really does. I was really impressed because, of course, I saw her afterwards, but I haven't seen all of that until now. And I was really impressed. Yeah. I mean, you know, you're not anybody to have a Palm Beach mugshot at this point.
So I want to talk about Bethany and Carol, which relates back to Carol and you. Bethany talked a lot about it. I know you have a lot of questions. Oh. Let's take a look at what's been going on. Take a look.
I understand if Carol wants to stay with Tinsley. Carol likes to have a best friend really close to her at all times. Now it's Tinsley. They're, you know, thick as thieves. Tinsley is Carol's new best friend, so I'm definitely not Carol's plus one right now.
You're more into yourself and your hair and your style and your fashion and Tinsley.
It occurred to me that we don't have that much in common. I think she does have more in common with Tinsley in the fact that Carol isn't married, doesn't have kids, and she doesn't have a career.
Okay.
Whoa! Anyone reaction?
Them fighting.
I mean, look, my relationship with Carol is entirely separate from her whole drama with Bethany, and I really hope that I had nothing to do with it.
What do you think is at the core of the two of them not getting along?
I honestly can't say that I know. I think that what happened with Adam and the whole thing with the, you know, charity. The charity and stuff, I think really was something big because I think it hit her hard. And what, are you just drinking?
Well, no, I want to know what your gut was.
I mean, I think she's drinking purposely so she doesn't have to speak. No.
Yeah. I want to hear everything. All ears.
She's all ears.
Well, you know, I don't, but I hope that they work things out. I mean, I really do. I don't want to be in the middle of anything.
Okay, your question. Whose side are you on, Bethany or Carol?
Which side are you on? Bethany or Carol?
It's an HR issue for me. Questions for Tinsley and Zoe are pouring in, but before we get to those, here's what three things I am obsessed with tonight. First, when it came to Tinsley's relationship with Scott, unlike her frozen eggs, she just didn't seem to have any chill. Take a look.
From the moment I met him, I basically was inseparable from him. I'm gonna be light and bright, I'm gonna be fun. Yeah. I'm gonna walk away from this weekend and be cool with my boyfriend.
Oh my God.
Are you kidding me right now? Is that gonna come for Christmas?
Mom, I mean, we'll see.
There's like no ring in my future, I don't know.
I really
doesn't know you're
just
here.
Having fun.
No! Mommy, I've gotta call the egg doctor.
I'm just trying to be the girl that I know he fell in love with.
Okay. I want to hear from the audience. Go to WWHL.TV. Tell us, wedding dress shopping before an engagement, fun or insane? Tell us what you think. What was Scott's reaction to?
Fun.
What was Scott's reaction to last week's episode?
Well, you know, obviously we filmed this clearly, you know, months before.
Right.
And he did know all about it. I told him all about it. And he knew about it. He thought it was funny. I mean, he really did. He thought it was funny. He knows my mother. He knows how we are together. And so it was cute.
Okay, 87% of our audience think that it's insane.
You guys, I love trying on dresses. Okay, it just happens to be white. That's all.
Okay.
It's a big party dress. It's white.
What was your reaction?
I mean, I think you should stay true to yourself. I loved it. I just want to know, did you name your eggs? That was something I was really curious about.
Name them?
Yes.
No.
You didn't name your eggs.
Oh, was I supposed to?
I don't know. I was feeling like maybe you were trending on Google. I know way too
much. Oh, no.
It was something that a lot of people were curious about. I'm just speaking for the people.
Okay.
Right?
But I did name them. I actually wanted to take that picture, though, and frame it just to remind myself that I have them.
Premature. You remember, Tinsley. You remember.
I remember what?
You know that you have them without the framed
picture.
But
you know what the point is, honestly, is that every point along the way as a woman is trying to, like, conceive and have a baby, and we're retrieving eggs, it's emotional.
I understand.
I just, you know, okay.
Now, by the way, Us Weekly is reporting today that you and Scott broke up. What's happening?
I know. Today is an odd day. So the media is reporting that we, you know, did break up, and it's true.
No.
We are on a break right now. You know, look, it's so hard to be in a relationship, particularly when we don't live in the same town. He's in Chicago, so busy with Coupon
Cabin.
You
say you're on a break.
Okay, Andy, don't pressure me. Okay. We're broken up right now, but I'll tell you this. We break up all the time. Just the media doesn't get a hold of it the way they did this time.
Okay. But so, had nothing to do with last week's episode.
It had zero to do. We actually were broken up a little bit before that.
Okay.
Second,
when Luann's ex, Tom, threw a New Year's Eve party on the same yacht as their engagement party, he was faced with a potential stowaway by the name of Ramona. And Lou thought that seriously violated maritime girl code. Take a look.
Ramona was calling Tom, trying to get invited.
That's bad.
I didn't call him. I was with my girlfriend, and she wanted to go, and whatever.
You were being a good friend.
Well, how would you feel if you were me, Ramona?
Luann,
how would you feel?
You know what, Luann? I told you not to be with him. I knew him before. Whatever. It is what it is.
No, that's not it. That's messed up.
It's now out that I'm out of rehab because Ramona put a picture on social media.
You shouldn't have posted it.
It's a pretty picture. We all look good in this photo.
On planet Earth, that is really bad.
Okay, here's what. Go to WWHL.tv. Tell us, was it rude of Ramona to try to get an invite to Tom's party? Yes or no? What was your reaction? You say yes.
Of course.
Yes. Ramona, this is your first exposure to Ramona in the last 24 hours. She's cracking you up.
So funny. Her reactions, like when she was on the phone with Beth, like she's just so funny. Every single face she makes is just like, I can't stop laughing.
Looks like you guys are at 94% there. Finally, after binge watching the New York Housewives last night, Zoe is now such a super fan that she showed up here with a handwritten list of questions for Tinsley. Here's what, Zoe, the clubhouse floor is yours. Let's go through a few speedily.
Oh my God, I'm scared. Okay.
It's so weird. I brought it in my nifty handy fan book. Okay, first very important question, who does your hair?
Well, my hair, Loretta does, styles it, and then Ludmilla at Oscar Blondie cuts it.
And it's straight, and I thought it was going to be curly, and you have perfect curls, and I can't, it's not one of those girl irons.
This is
like the dildo irons, like the, you know what I'm talking about? Those,
yeah,
like,
that's
irons.
How we used to do it, but now that it's straight, my hair is actually naturally this straight, and then my friend Carol told me to cut it, and I actually did, and I love it like this.
Oh my God, can I touch it? It's so pretty. Okay, the next question is, okay, so, so I already asked you your baby name is picked out for your frozen eggs. You didn't answer that. That's a no. Okay, so my movie Set It Up, I'm setting up my movie Set It Up. Oh, look what I just did there. It's about two underpaid overworked assistants who try to set up their bosses. So I'm wondering, because previously Sonia had all those unpaid interns who, like, did mundane tasks in her house, and Bethany has, like, a million assistants for a skinny girl. So who treats their assistants worse?
Oh, Bethany, Sonia, or Ramona?
Oh, okay. I can't say. I've heard things about Sonia with her assistants. Ramona, I think, might be the worst of all of them, yes.
Last question.
Are you and Carol still besties?
Carol and I are super close. Yes, we are friends, for sure. I love her. She set me up with Scott. I mean, of course we're friends.
Okay, great.
Let's go to Jay from Vegas. Hey, Jay, what's your question?
Hey, Andy. My question is for both ladies. I just want to know why you think Ramona gets so many passes.
Oh, interesting. Hey, Jay, come see me and Anderson Cooper in Vegas at Caesars in October. Why does Ramona get so many? Oh, yeah, you came in Chicago.
I know. Yes, I loved it.
Andy
with Scott.
Yes.
I think, you know, Ramona's really good at apologizing. And so she just sort of says, you know, I'm sorry. She'll say sorry and she'll apologize. And I think that gets her out of a lot of hot water.
Tyler G texted, wants to know, Zoe, what does Zac Efron smell like?
Good.
Good. Tinsley Blair F texted, Bethany never seemed to warm up to you from the start. Why do you think that is?
I think that's true. I think she's a great girl. I wish that we would be able to have some moments together and be able to get to know each other a little bit better. I hope we can.
You're the nicest, most diplomatic one. I just have to say. I'm sorry. You're very diplomatic, girl.
Rebecca V texted, Zoe, how do you describe James Franco's kissing style?
Meh.
Really? Not great.
No.
Not great. Well, what was it, lungy? Was it too much? Not memorable.
Yeah, very.
Yes.
Yeah.
How was the breath?
Meh. Really? Actually, not good.
Yeah. Not good. Yeah. Bad breath. That's no good.
No, it's not.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. You two were in...
Why him? Together.
Why him?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you maybe said, why him?
Yeah.
On next week's Real Housewives of New York City, the Ramona coaster does so many emotional loops that it makes Luann feel dizzy. Here's a sneak peek just for you, Zoe. Watch.
I have to live this again today because you put that stupid picture out.
Excuse me, Luann. You already tweeted that you're back.
No, after the fact.
I didn't get the memo, okay? I'm sorry.
And you didn't get the memo that you shouldn't like Cole Thomas?
She's dormant. No one's talking about her. You post a picture all over the world today.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Oh,
that's fucked up.
Well,
okay, what can I do? Oh, my God.
No, don't say, oh, my God. You're, like, smiling as you say it. I made a huge mistake. And then people tell me that you're out and about. You're at the Regency. You're having drinks with Tom.
You can't just say that and they think that it's okay.
I didn't say it was okay, Tinsley.
I would never have gone to drinks with Tom.
That is the lowest of the low. Do you realize that?
I drink with Harry. Are you friends with Harry or not?
You don't have my best interest.
Are you friends with Harry or not?
Are you dying?
I am too, actually.
You are too.
I haven't seen it either.
Yes. Let's go to Heather from Maryland. Hey, Heather, what's your question?
Hi, Andy. We're huge fans here in Maryland.
Thanks.
I want to ask Tinsley. Tinsley, what's going on with Dorinda? She's a fan favorite, but she's been picking on Sonia so much. She's kind of being uncool.
That's a Luann line, but... you know, look, Dorinda and Sonia have their own little issues, and they do fight a lot, but they make up, and they're fine. They'll be good, and, you know, they're friends. We all, you know, we all have our issues, and we all end up in the end to sort of figure it out. So,
Diplomatic. Let's go to Brittany. Brittany from New Jersey. Hey, Brittany, what's your question for Zoe?
Hi, Andy. Let me start off by saying that I just love all of you. You are a total badass, babe. My question is for Zoe. So, Zoe, I know you have two super famous parents. My question is, who was one of the most famous people you've had in your living room growing up?
Shirley MacLaine came to a Thanksgiving dinner once.
Wow. That's mage.
Yeah. And she walked in and said that she had just become a vegetarian. And we were like, oh, my God. Okay. Well, then we will figure it out. So.
Wow. Here's stuffing, Shirley.
Yeah. An apple pie, question mark. Yeah.
Tinsley Darian Laborde wants to know, what do you think about dating Shep Rose now that you're single?
Shep and I have known each other for a while. He went to boarding school with my sister, Dabney. No, that's okay. But I think he's great. But Scott and I are working it out.
Okay.
Trust me.
Aww. Danny P. texted, Zoe, what was the sexiest thing about Ed Sheeran when you worked on his music video for Perfect?
When he sang Perfect to me in the cabin for real, there was an actual, like, old guitar that was in a corner of this real cabin in Austria, and I was hysterically crying. I could not stop crying.
You were just so emo about it?
Well, his voice is actually from the gods. Like, he is the most... I could cry thinking about it. So, yeah, that was a
You second. Typically like a ginge, by the way?
I'm a ginge, so I feel like that's a little, right. Like, I don't know, two ginges is a lot.
Same. Clarabelle Gator wants to know, Tinsley, did you finally register to vote?
Yes,
that came out at the last reunion.
Yes,
that Tinsley did not vote in the last election.
Oh my God, really? And we just went there again.
I know. Well,
that's fine. I promise I will do. I'll register to vote in New York City. I promise. I'm sorry.
Chelsea L texted Zoe. Which New York housewife do you most identify with?
Tinsley.
Tinsley, S. Noble 82 said there's a rumor you had it out with Tom in Palm Beach. How true is that?
It's actually a little true.
Really?
Well, I was in one of my friend's restaurants in Moto, and he came in there super drunk, and he was behind my back, and he kept saying, why are you in Palm Beach? Why are you in Palm Beach? And I was like, Tom, my mother lives in Palm Beach. That's why I'm here. And then it escalated.
Really?
So I actually removed myself from the situation because I didn't want to have another Palm Beach moment.
Yes.
And then somehow it ends up in page 6 and God knows where.
Wow. How did I miss that?
It was true. I told Luann about it, though.
Oh, wow.
Page 6, actually, there's truth to page 6 stuff?
Sometimes.
Oh, okay. Right. Yes. Let's not give them all the credit, but yes, there is some truth.
Occasionally. Caitlin N. emailed, Zoe, in honor of your new film, who was the worst boss you've ever had?
I'm going to say not my mom, because I also did a movie with her, who is the director. You're a Spectacular Man, which you can buy on iTunes and Amazon. Okay, there you go. Worst boss. I don't know. I've been lucky. I haven't had evil bosses. I hope to never be an evil boss.
You have something in your future.
Yes, I'm
It's time for my mausoleum today. It goes to Shaq, who broke his chair backstage at a panel interview today just by sitting in it. You know, it made me wonder, well, like, what made Shaq so heavy?
Shaq, your shoe size is 23. How big is your dick?
Let me show you.
Stop.
See, we answered that question right here on Watch What Happens Live. Tonight, Shaq all goes to the news that Mike Myers teased this morning on GMA that there might be another Austin Powers movie in the works. Here's the deal. We don't need another Austin Powers movie. Haven't you ever heard the saying, I believe made famous by Kelly and Michelle, after Beyonce, there's nowhere to go but down. I want to thank Tinsley, Zoe, and Fatima. Hey, everybody. We are back with the after show. Tinsley Mortimer from the Real Zoe Deutsch's movie Set It Up is on Netflix now. It's in theaters now. And how about this? Fatima Farhin Mirza's book, A Place for Us, is out now. She found out a few hours ago. It's on the New York Times bestseller list. Fiction, it's her debut novel. How long did it take you to write?
I started it when I was 18. So almost eight years ago. Yeah.
Wow. And it's not biographical, but obviously your upbringing is a huge part of it.
Right. It's not autobiographical. What happens to the characters is their own lives, but through them, I was able to explore questions that I'd spent my whole life thinking about.
Right. Wow. I love it. It's such a rich portrait of what it's like to be a Muslim American.
Thank you.
Yes.
That was my goal, was to really approach them as humans, as characters, and they happen to be Muslim, and that really informs the way that they move through the world. And yeah.
Well, congratulations. You nailed it. Let's go back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
It's harder to focus than ever these days. Thankfully, C4 has reinvented the energy drink game with C4 Smart Energy, the only energy drink clinically proven to provide enhanced mental focus, containing 200 milligrams of natural caffeine, a blend of vitamins and zero sugar. It was formulated to support your well-being and help you feel your best, all while enhancing mental focus. From your brain to your body, C4 Smart Energy does it all and tastes amazing. Look for Smart Energy in the beverage aisle at your local Kroger, Albertsons, and Safeway grocery stores. C4 Smart Energy. Stay focused.
My name's Michelle. I'm calling from Yakima Valley, Prosser, Washington, wine and weed country.
I don't even know what you're saying, but it sounds amazing. You're in Washington State?
Yes, sir.
Oh, I love it there. How lucky are you?
Oh, you come on over. I could show you around. I live right smack between about 40 wineries.
It sounds like it. I'm just kidding.
And I'm the edible person of the world in Washington, dude. I'm the woman that makes the edibles.
Oh, I love it. What's your question?
Well, ladies, you all look great tonight. Andy, love you.
Thanks.
Tinsley, you all seem to party quite a bit. What kind of partying goes on behind the scenes that we don't get to see? Because sometimes y'all look pretty messed up, and it can't just be on booze.
Oh, are you wondering if there are edibles or Mary Jane involved? Is that what you're asking?
Oh, yeah, sure I am.
Well, that's not me. I don't do any of that.
You're not a big stoner.
I'm not.
Radzi's a big stoner.
Is she? See, I don't know. I'm not saying I haven't tried it, but I can't do it. I'm kind of too much of a paranoid person that, like, it makes me just freak out.
Yeah.
I need my liquid alcohol. I need my drink.
You like your drink.
Chardonnay. Yeah. Wine.
All right, back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hi, this is Courtney calling from Mission Hills, Kansas.
Hey, Courtney, what's your question?
Hi, Andy. Well, number one, I want to know if Zoe had a tagline, what would her tagline be?
If you were a housewife, would you have a tagline? Oh, my God.
Are we friends yet? I'm the Studio City Jew version of a Real Housewife. Do you like me? Do you?
I love it. Oh my God, that's awesome. That's back to the phones, caller. What's your name and from where are you calling?
My name is AJC from Sacramento.
AJC, that's my name.
I know. I am so obsessed with you, Andy Cohen. I can't even deal with it.
And
Tinsley, I think you are literally the best addition to the Housewives of New York since you came on last season.
Thank you.
So my question's for you, Tinsley, even though Zoe, I love you and I love your mother, Leah Thompson. Mm-hmm. My question's for you, Tinsley, and it's why is it that you seem a little mocking of Luann and her mugshot, given that you had one of your own and, you know, you wanted people to not associate you with having just a mugshot?
Okay, that is absolutely not true. The fact that she got a mugshot in Palm Beach, you can't write this stuff. It's amazing. I mean, it literally is. It was my tagline last year. Now she has one too. Like I said, it's like not a rite of passage. We all need Palm Beach mugshots. We have to go to Palm Beach. That's where we should go our big, like, trip. It's in Palm Beach.
Oh, that's where I'm going then, too.
No, you know, I honestly...
Oh, do you want to go?
Yes, I just invited myself.
No,
you know, the thing is that I felt really badly for her when that happened. The only thing was that when it happened, my mugshot picture went back up to my Google, the top of my search.
God.
Because, you know, I was trying to drop that thing down, have little pictures of me in dresses, and it went back up, and I felt super bad for her. I mean, of course, I've been there. I went to the same jail that Luann went to.
Wow.
I was only there for 3 hours, though, but I actually had a jumpsuit and no bologna sandwich, by the way. They didn't even feed me.
Last call of the night. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hey, I'm Donna from Texas.
Hey, what's your question?
Okay, I love you, Andy. Love you, Tinsley. And Zoe, huge question. Okay. So I've met Glenn Powell and his awesome family, but I know you're in a movie with him, Set It Up, on Netflix. And I wanted to see what your favorite Powell memory is.
With Glenn?
Yeah.
Or with any Powell?
I think with Glenn.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
With Glenn, I think maybe my favorite Powell memory with Glenn is that we actually shot a movie called Everybody Wants Some together 4 years ago. And on the first day we met, we vowed we'd make a smart, funny, updated rom-com, and we ended up doing it. And I know that sounds like I made it up, but I didn't, and it feels really cool. It's like a wish fulfillment that this movie got made and that we got to do it together.
That's amazing. Yeah. I can't wait to see it.
Yeah.
Congratulations. It's so fun to meet you. Get some sleep now that you've been watching New York Housewives my God. How funny to experience that world just out of nowhere, just to sit there and watch from. And I like it that you watched from the first episode of this season. I mean, that's really.
And I got to watch tonight, this morning. I'm just going to go home. I'm not going to sleep. I'm going to go home, and I'm going to start at the very, very beginning.
Wow.
And yeah, I'm very
confused. Well, you know what's amazing is that Ramona, Bethany, and Luann have been on since the very beginning, and Sonia joined in season 3, I think.
And this is your second.
So
this is only my second season now.
You have a lot of goodness ready to go.
Yeah, a lot.
Yes.
A lot to go.
Absolutely.
I started watching from the beginning too recently because I hadn't seen it before either. So I'm like, I'm loving it too. So.
I want to thank Tinsley, Zoe, and Fatima for more. Click around BravoTV.com. Good night, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
Once upon a beat. Remember the stories and fables that captured your imagination when you were young? We have a perfect podcast to bring you the stories you remember, remixed and reimagined for the kids in your life today. Yeah. Wondery and Tinkercast are bringing you a music-filled weekly party hosted by me, DJ Fuse, and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, spinning tales in the New Kids and Family podcast, Once Upon a Beat, where hip-hop and fables meet. Hey, grown-ups, listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. Once Upon a Beat.
Are you tired of dating assholes? Do you want a Prince Charming? If so, we're filming a reality show. Sign up here.
12 American women are flown over to the UK for a bachelor-style reality dating show.
There are so many questions about a show like this because it's so odd.
These women have been told that they were going to be dating the world's most eligible bachelor, Prince Harry.
What? Y'all playing with me, right?
You can binge The Bachelor of Buckingham Palace exclusively on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts or the Wondery app.